Well, anytime we played the way we played last week, and like Coach Quinn probably told you, you know, first 18 plays, they had 21 points. It was very, very disappointing. I thought the second half we came back and played much better, and we gave up way too many explosive plays in the run game and in the passing game. Against a good football team, you're going to be behind by 21 points like that. So, you know, we visited on Monday. We talked about it and working at it hard today to try to just go back to work and try to find a way to play championship defense.
And the Jacksonville offense, what do they do particularly well?
Well, I think they're doing a great job. You know, a lot of explosives. I think they have more explosives than a lot of people in the National Football League. They got the quarterback's playing really, really well. I think he's got a strong arm. It looks to us he's very much of a competitor. Does the same stuff kind of like what Cam did, you know, last week or what he's been doing. He, you know, if it's not there, I mean, he's got the arm strength to throw it downtown. A lot of explosive plays. I think between the two wide receivers, I think there's close to about 29 explosive plays on the year. They've got that. They've got a group of good tight ends, you know, with Julius and Lewis. And so he does have the weapons there. And so they throw the ball well. And also when it's not there, you've got to defend him as a scrambler. I think he's one of the top guys in terms of scrambling. It's not where he's looking to run. But when it's there, he can take it. And he's a good enough athlete. He can beat you with his feet. I think when you look at the stats, he's a second leading rusher on their football team. Okay. And so we've got to make sure we're prepared for that.
And the running back, Sheldon's hurt, but the two different styles, it looks like, between him and Denard, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, 24 has been doing a great job for him. And then, you know, Denard, when number 16, when he comes in the game, you know, he's been in the game, like, on early downs roughly about 60 times, and he's been targeted close to about 40 times. You know, the ball's getting in his hands because he's quite an athlete. They're two different style of runners, you know what I mean? They're both really good. And like I said, you know, Denard has the ability. He's got the really great speed to hit the home run on you. You know, he's more of a straight line speed guy. He's really effective when they get him out in space, like on screens, you know, dump the ball off where he can maneuver people out in space and try to make you miss. But he's doing a nice job. It looks to me, even though he was a quarterback in college, that he's a tough physical runner too. I mean, he's been hit several times and he's not coughed the ball up. He's looked pretty good.
And you have a change at safety, but I guess you had him out there earlier this year too. How are you adjusting with Kamal back there?
Well, you know what? The thing is what it is. They've been in the meetings all the time, and so I think we'll be fine with who's ever in the game. You know?
Coach, is it safe to say that in their passing attack, they're not trying to scheme anybody to death? They don't hide much of what they do. They just believe in their receivers and their quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it's really impressive. The two wide receivers, 88 and 15, those guys, you know, they have the vertical speed. They're not like lightning, but they go downtown deep. And they have really great vertical leaping ability, and they go after the ball. I like their competitiveness. I mean, sometimes on film I've watched them where they can hang in the air for a long period of time. So in the secondary-wise, in terms of our corners, have to do a great job of, we call them 50-50 balls down the field, and doing the timing of the jumping I think is going to be absolutely critical. But they've done an amazing job with competing at the ball in the air. And you can see the quarterback has a lot of confidence because he throws the ball up to 15 or 88. You know what I mean? The guy's well covered. He'll throw the ball up. And what's been impressive, like I said, they've been able to come down with it. And it's, you know, they had Thomas, the tight end that, I know very well. We had him at Denver, and he had a great few years there for us. And, you know, he's another weapon. Now, he's been hurt, so his numbers aren't as big, but he's been hurt quite a bit. And now he's finally coming back, and he's also another target.
Is it fair to say that the pass rush, obviously, to be blasting the league in sacks, I believe, 15? It's got to be that's disappointing and specific. A lot of focus, obviously, on Big Beasley, a guy y'all went out, you know, to kind of rectify that situation. And is, you know, the pass rush in general and him specifically, is it fair to call them disappointments this season?
Well, of course you'd like to be number one in the league in that kind of thing. But more importantly, what we're trying to do is try to, you know, get everything better. You know, we're trying to win football games. I'm not trying to be first in sacks. But like you said, this is a passing league. But you notice that some of the games where we haven't played well defensively, what was happening is people were able to run the ball on us. Okay, we're an eight-man front team, and we, you know, that you shouldn't be able to run the ball on us. But you go back, and we were playing pretty good defense. You look up to the Minnesota game where, you know, bang, we stoned them. Okay, all of a sudden Peterson popped one out on you. You know, so that game became disappointing to us. And then you go back and you go to, you know, when you played Tampa Bay, the same kind of thing happened there. We weren't able to stop the run. So what happens is those first and second downs, when they're able to convert on them, you don't have very many third down situations to be able to do things, or the third downs become much shorter, so it becomes a different ball game. When you break it down, which we do, to, you know, like third down and 2 to 6, how well are we playing? How well are we playing from 7 to 10? How well are we playing from 10 plus? Well, our third down stuff is really good in the medium and in the larger window, you know, but when the shorter window is what we're trying to improve on. But to get there, we got to do a better job on first and second down, and that starts with stopping the run.
Vic to have more of an impact than he did.
Well, I don't want to say that. Like I said this before, and I say it every week, I don't really like focusing on one individual. You know, we brought in other people here to also help. You know what I mean? And Coach Quinn is an expert at that area, and so is Coach Cox, and they're working heavily with that. And like I said, anytime you're a rookie, some guys come right off, you know, right out of college, and bam, they're going. And some people aren't. Sometimes there's a maturity level and a growth part of it. And all I know is he's working pretty hard. And if you look at last week, you know, even though we did not play well, okay, if you look at it, I mean, we had Cam on the run. I mean, how many times did the guy, we missed a sack? You know, we missed a sack. The guy's scrambling, and he's just throwing it out and hitting the photographer in the side of the head with it. That happened several times. So, you know, if you're able to make those plays, and what we're trying to do on defense is try to not have missed opportunities. In that game last week, three opportunities where we knew exactly what they were going to run, we ought to have been making the interception. We were unable to do that, okay? So let's make the catch. Let's make the interception. That's the difference. The play that popped out us on 44-yard run, that's exactly what we talked about and worked on. They knew exactly what the play is. Let's just do our job and do it better, and that's what we're trying to do. And when you do those things, you become a better defense. And then you have an opportunity to put your offense in better field position, because those negative plays that happened to us last week, when you look back at it, they converted into touchdowns, okay? Remember, we had Cam backed up. It would have been third down and 16 on the 16-yard line, okay? I'm going to tell you, we're going to stop them, okay? Then that would have been a field goal rather than what happened. It was a penalty. Now the ball's on the three. Now it converted into a touchdown. Those are difference on playing championship defense and not playing championship defense.
How do you all try to coach up Robert Alford, who had a tough day last week?
Well, I think he's a very coachable young man. Okay, he's disappointed in his performance last week. We've visited with him. He's seen it. He agrees to it. You know what I mean? He understands it. And what you got to do, especially at that position, because it's a different breed playing that position. Just like on offense, the wide receiver position, they're different individuals. And what happens is you're going to get beat in this league. Those people get paid just like you do, okay? But it's how you respond after you get beat, okay? You make some sense. When those two back-to-back plays came, okay, one was a leverage issue. The other one, they came back with a go route on them. So those are growing pains that we're hoping that he will be able to correct.